Hey, it's me, Richie T here, creator of The Cultural Hall. Want you to please follow us at The Cultural Hall on Twitter. You can find us on Facebook by searching The Cultural Hall. You can also find us on Pinterest. Yeah, you guessed it, The Cultural Hall. And you can find us online at theculturalhall.com. Please post any comments that you have with the comment section that is associated with this episode. You can also contact us at theculturalhall.com. Look for the Contact Us tab. And now, without any other delay, how about this special episode of The Cultural Hall? It's time for a very special episode of The Cultural Hall. It's me, Richie T, and all the way from the Wilkinson Center, or as I like to call it, the Wilkie, down in Provo, Utah, I've got on the phone with me Jimmy, and this is how I was introduced to Jimmy. I logged on to Facebook yesterday, and I see this video from a friend of mine that says, hey, you should watch this YouTube clip. It says, a gay Mormon coming out, and then in parentheses says live. So I'm going to just play a couple seconds from it so people can kind of hear how this introduction happened.
Hey everyone, my name's Jimmy, and I'm a gay Mormon. So what does being a gay Mormon mean? Well, it means that I'm going to live a celibate life.
Right, so I get that, and I'm intrigued. I'm only 11 seconds into this five-minute video, which you can see now at theculturalhall.com. We've linked it there. And I needed to get in touch with you. Jimmy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, this video that you put out yesterday, it's a long time in the making, if I understand correctly, right? Tell me a little bit about
it. Yes. Well, the idea to start coming out came to me about this last October. And then I had this idea to capture the rest of my coming out to people on video. It was a very random idea, but it was kind of intriguing. I thought it would be a good video.
So, how old are you?
I'm 25.
25 years old. And tell people a little bit about, like, your upbringing, if you served a mission, all that kind of stuff, so people can kind of get a feel of who you are.
All right. Well, I was born in Kansas City, Kansas, but as a little kid, I moved over to Utah, and I grew up in the church. I have two older sisters and a younger brother. It was a pretty typical upbringing as a Mormon, went to school. After I graduated high school, I served a mission for the Mormon Church in Melbourne, Australia for 2 years, and that was Mandarin speaking, so I picked up Mandarin Chinese.
Are there a lot of Mandarin speaking people in Melbourne, or is it just kind of a niche part of the mission?
Oh, there are plenty in Australia. There's a lot of Chinese people in Australia studying, students, and most of the people on the streets are students. Because they don't have cars, and so Chinese people are everywhere. It's great.
Okay. So then you get home. So you went at a normal age, or did you go a little bit late?
I went at the normal age, right out of high school. I didn't go to any college because my birthday's in October. I just worked. I sang and danced at a local theme park, Lagoon, in Utah, until I left on my mission in November.
Okay, so then you come home, you're 21 years old, and at this point, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I've been gay my whole life. Is that your case?
Well, I mean, I'm incredibly stubborn, and I've always dealt with pride, and because the topic had never been brought up, I never even thought to touch it. And so I was, like, in this mindset of, oh, I gotta find a girl and marry her, because that's kind of what they drill into your head, especially on the mission, you know, mission president. When they send you home, we're like, oh, you're going to get married. So I kind of had this mindset, but, like, I came home and I just didn't want to date. Girls weren't that awesome to me, I guess.
You're like, I miss the days of being with a companion. No, I'm just kidding you. I'm kidding.
Almost.
So you come home and then go, what? Was that the first thing where you're like, I think I'm different than my...
You know, it took me longer than it took most people, and I'm not sure why, if it was just my stubbornness or if it was just meant for me to come out later. I don't know, but it was very hard for a while. I was in a state of in denial. At the time, my friends weren't married. They were single, and so it was fine. You know, I'd go to the parties with them. We'd have a good time. And then, now that I'm 25, at BYU, that's kind of old if you're single. They're like, what's your problem?
Mm-hmm.
My friends are all married. Except for, like, the young ones who are pretty much my brother's friends who are new freshmen. And I was like, wait, what's going on here? What? Like, could I be gay? This can't be possible. Like, I was very confused. I was kind of a lost soul for a long time.
And so what brought you out of being lost? Because to me, it doesn't sound like you're like, well, when I was younger, I noticed I was attracted to men. It just seems like you're like, well, I'm not married. Maybe I'm gay.
Well, I've always had an attraction to guys. Like, even a little, like, pre-puberty days. I just had these crushes on boys. Of course, at the time, I didn't know it. I just thought that those guys were so great. And there was an attraction, the whole puberty thing. You know, people were like, hormones are raging. You might do stuff that you normally won't do. And I was like, well, maybe it's just not my time. You know, maybe it'll happen. So I was playing the waiting game for a while, and I didn't think too much about that. I didn't really need to. I was going to go on a mission, and I'm glad I did. And girls, I had a few genuine crushes on girls. I don't know if they want me to say their names, so I won't. But I genuinely liked them. I liked being with them every day. We went to lunch every day. We would, every night I'd go to their house. We'd watch movies. We'd cuddle. We would kiss. Not, we didn't kiss that much, to be honest, but it would happen, and it didn't really excite me. I was like, well, this is what people do. I guess I'll kiss her, and she liked it, so it was good.
So this is what I do. Okay.
Yep. It's a culture.
Yeah.
It's the culture.
So then what pushed it?
Pushed it? Oh, that's a good question. Well, I was going crazy, sitting here, people asking me, oh, why aren't you married? Are you dating anyone? And trying to hook me up on dates, and I just didn't want to go on them. Another thing that really put me off, and I say this carefully, is, you know, members of the church, we believe in, like, different ordinances. You know, we start with baptism, and marriage in a temple is another ordinance we believe is very significant. And people would tell me, like, it's your last ordinance if you want to, you know, get the highest, you know, kingdom of heaven, you have to get married. And I was just like, oh, okay. And I kind of got bitter. People would say that to me, and I just say shit to their faces, okay, I'm going to hell. And, you know, and they were just like, kind of like, whoa, who's, what? Jimmy, nice boy? And I was like, yeah, you guys, you need to choose your words a little more carefully,
right.
You know, like, and, you know, in a lot of gay people out there, you know, it's a high suicide rate, and it's really just a word to disguise as murder, you know. A lot of people are driven to it just because of what we've been going through. However, having said that, people are just ignorant. They're, like, you straight people are so dense. and I mean that half-jokingly. If I were straight, I would be the same. They just had no idea that they were treading on that turf of me being gay and having them saying I need to get married was really going to be that painful. So I have bitter feelings. I still have bitter feelings. I'm not sure who did I direct them to.
Uh-huh.
Members of the church, yes, but no, they're ignorant. I'm not going to blame God. That's just stupid.
Uh-huh.
So I'm kind of this lost soul, and there's a lot of questions that I don't have answers to. Yeah.
So, but in the whole time frame of this, you know, people giving you a hard time, was that like last year, or that's like at the first of this year, or kind of give me the idea. So why did you finally say, all right, now I, that's it. I'm gay and I'm out and I'm going to put together this video.
Yeah, this happened, you know, lots of prayer and stuff was involved. I was never at any point, like, I never feared that God wouldn't love me. Like, why wouldn't he love me? I didn't do anything to cultivate this.
Right.
That was never a fear, and then it was just like a reality of I did absolutely nothing. Why should I hide this? And then people would be like, well, maybe it's a private issue. I'm like, no, it's not. Your heterosexuality is no private issue. It's just expected, so that's why you can flaunt it and I can't.
Right.
So I just got to this point where I was like, I'm not doing this. And help with my family, especially my sister Jolie, who's been in, like, she was the Disneyland ambassador, so she's like this media buff. She's given me a lot of confidence to be able to, like, take on the media, I guess, after I've officially come out. And I'm a confident person, perhaps overconfident at times. I try to be bold, not overbearing, and I just thought, I'm going to do this. I'm hiding from, I didn't even know what I was hiding from. I didn't fear people rejecting me, but I do know that it's a controversial topic, and coming out is going to, you know, cause some rage among some people, which has already happened since I posted the video yesterday. But it's something that we don't need to hide, and I think most people agree with that. So I decided to come out.
So let's talk about it. What has been the response since you put it out?
Well, I don't know. I was a little confounded right now because, of course, all my Facebook friends are my friends, so they're going to be loving, and their support has been totally awesome, as expected.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube has been actually pretty good, but the audience that has seen it is, I'm guessing, mostly Mormons, and they're pretty cool with it. Only this morning have I seen a bunch of raunchy comments from really angry people, some of them ex-Mormons. And to be honest, like, from their point of view, like, I could see why my video would make them mad. It's not a video I expect those not of my faith to really understand and love, you know, living a celibate life. Why would you do that? And if you're not a Mormon, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
So I understand, but a lot of people were just so quick to take offense, and I didn't want my video to really offend them. But frankly, if it didn't offend some people, then I'm not doing something right, right? Right.
Well, and you can never make anyone happy, everyone happy.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I posted it on the Cultural Hall Facebook page yesterday, and I said, hey, we're going to be talking to him tomorrow. And so I asked if anyone had some questions. So I want to share some questions that people have with you.
All right.
It says, in the video, it says that you'll always be single. Does that mean that you don't want to date and or get into a long-term relationship?
This is a good question. My sources to figure out what I can and can't do have all come from official church publications, whether they've been Ensigns, official statements of the Quorum of the Twelve, or the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
They never say, don't take part in a relationship. They do say set wise boundaries, and we have to remain celibate, and to not make, I'm not wording this perfectly, but to not make emotional dependencies that are too, I should have memorized that, but that will possibly, potentially make you slip up. That's
sure.
How they word it. So I'm at BYU. The BYU Honor Code pretty much prohibits anything. Like, it's kind of ridiculous. But my dad says it helps those who really need any type of, I don't know how to word this. Need help whatsoever.
Yeah, the rules are there to protect even the weakest of people, I think, especially with the Honor Code.
Yeah, that's how you say it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make us feel very good.
No.
The first time our presence has been acknowledged is by saying, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Like, what? I've been lonely this whole time, and this is what you're going to say? Anyways, I'm glad I'm at BYU, don't get me wrong.
Does that make you bitter, though? Because,
a little bit. I guess what really set me off is I went to Honor Code office once. It's a happy person. You know, I wasn't out at that point, and I asked some lady at the front desk, I'm like, hi, I just have some questions about the Honor Code. Like, who is the Honor Code? Here I am living this thing. I don't even know who's in charge of it. And she got all defensive. And I was like, oh, yikes. I'm like, well, then what about when it gets changed? You know, sometimes they update it. She's like, it never gets changed. When clearly 2 years ago it did regarding Mormon, gay Mormons, or just gays, period, at BYU. And so she said that. And I was like, yikes, you are not a woman. I don't want to talk to you anymore. and that kind of set me off. I was like, all right, this Honor Code thing is bogus. I'm not happy with this. But I need to say my words carefully because the Board of Trustees, you know, they put prayer and thought into it, but I think they need to put some more prayer and some more thought into it now.
Yeah. So another question is, do you believe that the love that you have for the church will outweigh your desire for a same-sex relationship?
Yes. How can I say this? We're all blessed with different spiritual gifts, right?
Mm-hmm.
People have great this or that. I believe personally that I have a spiritual gift of faith. Faith is just something I've had. It's not something that was just, like, you know, brainwashed into my head. I had my rebellious teenage years where I could have fallen away, and I was actually looking for a reason to. Parents' divorce time, kind of ran away from home. I know this church is true. I will do anything to keep myself in good standing with it. Yes, it sucks to be able to remain celibate from a whole moral existence. That sounds like that is hell on earth to an extent. But, you know, we don't live for today as Mormons, you know. We have to endure to the end. We're told that time and time again, and I say that so easily, but it's not easy for me to say. I put a lot of time and thought into it, and I don't want to say it so casually because it's so hard. It's been so hard for me, and for someone else to just to hear that and be like, oh, that's good. Like, no, they really need to find out for themselves, put the prayer into it themselves.
I've got another question for you. Someone, this is Teresa's question, says, he doesn't like boobs? Who doesn't like fun bags? Most of the gay men I know like boobs. He must be a really strange gay man. And then here comes the question. Does he not like boobs because he's gay or because he's Mormon?
Are you kidding? Mormons like sex like anyone. I don't like boobs because I'm gay. I wish I liked boobs. It'd make life a lot easier. Yeah.
That's
pretty much all I have to say about that.
another question for you. What advice would you give to non-LDS gay men who want to attend religious services but feel that they aren't accepted / don't belong?
General religious services. That's hard. Every religious sect has their own, you know, stance on homosexuals. some are accepting, some aren't. I guess it depends on where you want to go. I suggest the Mormons myself. I believe that what they have to offer will give you eternal happiness. I believe that. It's not easy, but if it were, it wouldn't be so worth it in the end. It needs to be hard.
More, just maybe two more questions. Let's do this one. How one of my favorite parts in the clip on YouTube is when you tell your mom. So the question is someone says, I'm stunned at how he told his mom on film, and even more shocked that her reaction was to laugh it off. So how was that then, and how is it now, especially with your mom?
My mom is awesome. She was recently married, so we had this nice wedding time, and I didn't want to tell her during that time, so I had to tell her much later than I told everyone else, which I didn't feel really good about. But that story happened was I was at USGA, a club meeting at BYU. It's like the unofficial BYU gay club, Understanding Same Gender Attraction. That's what it stands for. And that night, I think it was the Daily Herald newspaper was there, and they were snapping pictures left and right. And while it was unlikely that my photo would probably be in wherever that was published, I haven't even seen it or even know if it even came out. But my mom, because she got married, now lives in Utah County, and I was like, oh, shoot. If my mom opens this newspaper and sees me at the BYU Gay Club or something with, like, a description, this is not good. So I call her up the next day, and I'm like, Mom, meet me at the restaurant. I need to talk to you. So I told her this. Well, she asked me, you're gay, jokingly, because I was like, I need to tell you something. And I'm like, I am. You saw the video. she's always had lots of gay friends. She's a pageant girl. She was, like, won, like, a million pageants in her day, and then she was, like, director over pageant later in life. It was more just of a surprise and a shock. She wasn't, like, she's not your typical conservative Mormon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got a very open mind. She's so cool. She cried. She did cry, but in my behalf, just that the hardships I've been through all by myself and that my lonely state, that's why she cried. But she's totally cool with everything.
Scott wants to know, did people's reactions change once the camera was off?
Some of them, of course. This is a very churchy topic. It's very, like, spiritually oriented, you know, life eternal, yada, yada. And I didn't want to make this video like a preachy thing. I wanted to keep it, like, upbeat, fun. So when I turned the camera off, it did become a bit more religious. Well, most of the time, not all the time. Sometimes it became a lot more explicit, maybe, with certain people.
With buddies, I imagine, is what you mean there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, some people, I don't know, it's pretty good. But, yeah, they varied, but they weren't terribly interesting to anyone that didn't know them personally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's that.
And then finally, Miranda wants to know, how do you feel about the church's Mormons and Gays website?
I think it's great in that it's raising awareness, which was my main goal of making this video. I mean, it's nothing new. I mean, the stuff on there is, like, all of us who have already dug around already knew all that stuff. But it's a good start. It's helping Mormons. It's helping a lot of members who previously were like, anything gay or homosexual is wrong, it's bad. It's helping them be like, oh, wait, there's room for them in society and in the church. So for them, it's good. I personally don't have a lot of people who were like that in my life. Most people were already pretty cool with everything. But I've heard stories that it's been helping a lot of family members out for my fellow gay friends.
Who else has reached out to you since you published the video?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, last night or yesterday, I was just constant social mediaing it up. If I left Facebook for 20 minutes and came back, I'd have, you know, 40, 50 messages, 30 friend requests. And that's just Facebook. My Twitter was going crazy. YouTube, my blog was getting tons of hits. And it's been overall good. It's still early, so it's all just really positive. And I'm kind of anticipating a crash. But everyone, most people not BYU students. It's been, like, members from elsewhere. A few non-LDS people who are gay have been talking to me. Like, I don't agree with you, but good job. It's been a pretty overall good experience. Some people have voiced their opinions, how much they hate me, and that's expected. And they've probably been through hell. I can't blame them. So it's been good, though, overall.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating because I looked at it about this time yesterday, and there was 300 hits. And I just noticed on your YouTube video, it's like almost 10,500, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. And YouTube's very slow with their counters. It'll keep going up for now. I don't know where it will stop. Who knows?
Have you had other media reach out to you?
Yeah, I've had you. I've had a radio station who wants to interview me, and there's another one. Shoot.
That's fine. I just was curious as far as the reception from some of that kind of stuff. Tell people where they can get in touch with you, Facebook, Twitter, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you can always follow me on Twitter. I don't say anything interesting, like I'm hungry or something. My blog, jimmyleehales.blogspot.com. I post a bunch of random stuff that you probably don't care about either, but that is a way. But if you want to contact me, I say give it a week or two.
Okay.
And then message me on Facebook, because right now I'm just getting hounded. And I can only reply to so many.
Yeah, he's in school. Give him a break.
I know, right? I just got out of class, and I have to go back.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking some time with us for sure. I'll get this posted today so people can check it out. And best of luck to you. Hopefully we can have you on for a full episode in the future, okay?
Yeah, no problem. That'd be great.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
So there you go. Thanks for listening to that very special episode of The Cultural Hall. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at The Cultural Hall. Find us in our social media, that being Facebook at The Cultural Hall. I think it's facebook.com/The Cultural Hall. You can also find us on Pinterest. And if you want to listen to this and other great podcasts, you can subscribe. You can do that through iTunes, or you can find us on Stitcher, or just by listening at the website at theculturalhall.com.